Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the things most people know about Jehovah's Witnesses is their view of end times. And this is where, again, they have some differences with the Bible. The Jehovah's Witnesses believe that there will only be 144,000, they're called the little flock, that will populate heaven, and the rest will populate earth. By the way, the 144,000 are already there, so any chance of getting to heaven, sorry, you would be on the new earth. And that's what they would end up seeing for the rest of folks that are obedient. But what about those people that don't follow the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society? Well, what you end up seeing with them is they go into non-existence. This is called annihilationism. This is the view that you do not exist anymore. Remember, I said that the soul was not immortal. They believe that the soul can be wiped out. They would call that a moment we die, they call that soul sleep. We go into a soul sleep until a judgment day. We are basically woken back up in after for judgment day. We're judged. Those that are not good Jehovah's Witnesses, they just go poof out of existence. It's kind of like being asleep and you don't know anything because you're non-conscious. And that's how they describe it. However, is that what the Bible says? Not really. It speaks about hell quite a bit. And so this is a key element that you see with Jehovah's Witnesses. If you want to get more information about Jehovah's Witnesses and other religions, get my book, What Do They Believe? At whatdotheybelieve.com.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.